28.5. EDG 01020220260610, audio. A brief moment of reflection leads me to the following conclusion: 1 motor per motorized airlock. Why? One of the primary reasons is the simplicity of the mechanism. A motorized master gear controlling 2 slave gears is, in my opinion, an interesting approach for securing the airlock in its opening. Note that here I'm referring to movement along a single axis. Another motor will be needed to slide the airlock into the open or closed position. Having only 1 motor simplifies the issues related to synchronizing the bolts for securing the airlock. I'm keeping a spare circuit board, though. This board is a dual winding board for the specialized motors that will be used for the SSV. Now, whether both windings will be used in the closing sequence, or just one and the other as a spare, requires further consideration. Let's try to visualize this mechanism. Here I'm talking about the airlock that will move along the axis of opening or closing the orifice. 2 bicycle-type sprockets, connected by a chain, and another on the same chain connected to the drive mechanism. With this principle, the synchronization of the 2 bolts is ensured. A suitable set of sprockets could perhaps eliminate the need for a projected transmission. I'm not sure about that yet. An important point: in the sketches, this door looks very massive. In reality, I don't think it will be. Here, the goal is to control the atmospheric pressure of the vacuum. Simultaneously, to obtain sufficient mechanical strength for safe operation. That covers one axis. Let's move on to the second axis, the one that will allow the airlock to be positioned towards its opening. The SSV will be a station where the direction of rotation can be changed. In relation to the airlocks, these can be reversed within the station. More precisely, in a specific case, they can move upwards to ensure closure and, in reverse rotation, downwards to achieve the same closure. This requires a suitable sliding mechanism. This ball bearing mechanism is currently under consideration. One thing is certain: this is the same approach as in the first section, expressing it in a different way, keeping things simple. Before concluding this short paragraph, let's add a few details. The seals must be replaceable. Even though this is currently an analysis for the corridor airlocks, we believe that a porthole is a safety feature for these areas, which should normally be less frequented than the modules. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabriel and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This February 2, 2026.